Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game to the Crosby's way. Nate, you don't know this song, probably.
No, I was dancing to it, though. It's got
Josh, you probably don't know this theme song, I should say.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah. Crank it up a little bit more before we get to our guest here. Could ask him if he knows. Boy, I have to think yes. Depends how old. So we cover the game from all angles these days. Sal in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, he's going to have Pat Hammer on for the forecast. You know, we're telling you the dog of the day at Sabres games. We cover all this stuff, you know, the battle boats. And this is the third time now we're going to talk with a pilot doing a flyover. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Captain Dan Hannafin of the 10th Mountain Combat Aviation Brigade. I just texted you if you knew this song. It might depend on how old you are. Captain, I don't know how old you are. That was the theme song to Airwolf, which I'm 45. When I was a kid, Airwolf was an Army show about a helicopter pilot, and it was cool. It was Jan Michael Vincent. So anyway, welcome to the show. I had to be a cliche and play Airwolf. That's just the way that I am.
Jeremy, thanks for having me. Yeah, definitely. I'm 35, but maybe just slightly before my time.
Okay. All right. Well, Airwolf was... it was something, you know. It was on television. It was a show, I swear. Anyway,
I'll have to go back and check it out.
Yes, yes. Cheesy 80s helicopter, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, so thanks for being on. You are part of the team that'll be executing the flyover at the stadium this week, and different than the last. The last couple we've had some of the biggest planes. We had the KC-135 earlier in the season. We had the C-5 Galaxy 2 weeks ago, maybe. And this week we're looking at we also had fighter jets. Now we got helicopters this week.
Yeah, we're going to change it up for you guys. We're coming out with four helicopters from 10th Combat Aviation Brigade out of Fort Drum. We're going to have two UH-60 Lima Blackhawks and two AH-64 Apaches.
My first question is, how fast are you going? Because I feel like the helicopter flyovers, I heard somebody told me about the one in Seattle. Seattle might have been a game where they had helicopters. And obviously, you know, these things can move. But you're going considerably slower, I imagine, or at least you can be for a flyover.
Well, absolutely. So we're certainly capable of flying fast, but you know, we're going to make a good show out of it, and we're going to go take it nice and slow. We'll probably be traveling about 50 or 60 knots across the top of the stadium.
How many people involved? How many on each helicopter? Like this undertaking for you guys, how big of a deal is it?
Right. So there's 8 pilots total, so 2 pilots for each aircraft. And in the back of each UH-60, we have 2 crew chiefs. So it's total 8 pilots and 6 crew chiefs on board. Ultimately, for this exercise, we're bringing out a total of 30 soldiers to support. Those are different avenues for support in maintenance and commo, and just having people on standby to make sure that's a success. We're actually bringing out 6 helicopters total, just to have some backup spares to make sure that we make the event a success.
And did you, in your message to me, CBS crew, that's not the broadcast, is it?
No, I don't believe so. They're going to come on for some media, some filming. They'll probably try and broadcast that stuff at some point.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, like the filming of the actual flyover itself. Okay.
Absolutely.
You've done this before?
I've done a flyover of sorts before. Definitely nothing like this. We do have people in our crews that have done, actually one at least that I know of did a Bills flyover sometime last season. So definitely everybody in this crew sees into the flyovers, and they're very excited for it.
So different types of helicopters. How do we tell the difference between which is which? Which is the Black Hawk and which is the Apache from the stadium, if you're in the stadium and looking up?
Cool, yeah. So the it's going to be a diamond formation. So the lead aircraft and the trail aircraft are going to be the AH-64 Apaches, and the lateral aircraft are going to be the Black Hawk.
And you say you're a Bills fan, kind of?
I'm a Bills fan. So I grew up in New Jersey. Definitely, I've moved all around the country, and that's the good thing about being able to travel throughout the Army is I've been able to meet a bunch of different fan bases and stuff like that, and there's nothing quite like Bills fans, and I definitely come to enjoy watching the games. I love watching Josh Allen. I'm really excited to see what they put together for today's game.
Very nice. All told, how much time is it, start to finish, for you guys for the flight?
The actual flight overhead, we'll probably be – oh, from Fort Drum, it's about two and a half hours to get out to you guys. We'll be landing at Buffalo Airport, and all in all, our total flight time from the airport to you guys is only a few minutes.
Gotcha. So timing that up with the anthem, like we've talked to a couple of previous pilots about, when you're out over the lake circling around, you guys probably have a little bit of a different idea because you can stand still, right? There's the ability to kind of take the speed off. Is it easier for helicopters to hit the actual mark of the anthem, that kind of stuff?
I'll definitely say that helicopter pilots are unique in their ability to hit time on target and whatnot. We're definitely looking at rehearsals on Saturday, so we're coming out today for the flight. Tomorrow we're going to do our rehearsals, and we'll kind of nail down that time on target there. We're going to be part of our support package that we have out. We have a communications crew on the ground that's going to be making sure that to keep us in time with the anthem. So if we need to speed up, they can just radio to us, hey, speed up a little bit, and we'll slow down, and we'll be able to make it.
And then are you headed back right away after you guys go over? You're going to, like, pop down and grab some wings?
Yeah, so that's the exciting thing. Once we do the flyover, we're going to land at Buffalo Airport, and we're going to come back to the game. And we've been fortunate enough to get some tickets from the Bills, and we're going to come watch the rest of the game.
Very nice. Salute to service this month from the NFL. So very good. Well, we'll wave and enjoy the game. And thanks again for taking some time with us this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for your service as well. That's Captain Dan Hannafin, who will be one of the pilots. He'll be aboard one of the helicopters. They've got four helicopters coming, two Blackhawks, two Apaches, for the flyover at Highmark Stadium. Nate, you were in the press box last week. Were you able to see, or 2 weeks ago? The Galaxy plane, not only did it fly over the first time, it looped around like two, three times. If you were in a lot, you got a good view. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, but like I think my favorite, because of where I sit in the broadcast booth, I don't really get a good view of the flyovers, but like that one and then the flyover before that, I forget what plane it was, but it was loud. And so was this one. I expect the helicopters to be pretty loud too, as they go across. I think that's kind of the cooler part, is just how I think it gives you how loud that stadium can be from the fans and the ability of those planes to, I don't know, make it sound like nothing in the stadium, I think is a pretty unique and pretty cool thing.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Whip around the league, get around the league in a dash as well. That's brought to you by Dash's Market official. That's brought to you by, where am I on Dash's Market? There it is. Sorry. Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods. Shop Dash's Market. So around the league for the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Football!
Super, super, great, great, American Football Friday Frenzy.
I'd like to thank Eve, who's listening, perhaps the one person that remembered Airwolf. I'm telling you, man. Back then, it was Airwolf, the A-Team, Top Gun was, movies, it was... You wanted to be a helicopter pilot. You wanted to be a mercenary. You wanted to be a fighter pilot. Airwolf. Go home and watch the full season one of Airwolf today.
Is it available on a streaming service?
Where is Airwolf streaming?
I would bet Amazon.
It's a great question. All right. Let's start by remembering some Chiefs. We haven't done this yet, and then we'll get to the games. Time to remember some Chiefs. Dwayne Bowe.
Of course.
LSU receiver. He was on the team when they went a full calendar year without a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. That happened to the Chiefs.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Dante Hall.
I got something way better.
Okay.
Dexter McCluster.
Chief. What position do we want to go to here? I always like to go receivers. I mean, Jamal Charles, one of the best running backs of all time.
Sure.
Priest Holmes. Larry Johnson. Don't forget about Larry Johnson.
Can't forget about Larry Johnson. Dante Hall. Come on.
Stephon Page. It's a deep pull. I feel like he was one of the first cards I ever got in a football card. Joe Montana, of course. Derek Thomas. Neil Rackers? Can I get a Neil Rackers?
Ooh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Neil Rackers. I might tap out at Neil Rackers.
That's a really, really, really strong one. That's...
I'll get you some other names that got mentioned on Twitter. People, you know, Marcus Allen, Steve DeBerg. Going back, we've got, of course, Okoye, Sammy Watkins.
Tamba Hali,
like that one. Brody Croyle.
Oh, man. Oh, what a good one. I loved Brody Croyle. That's right. Wow, that's a really good one. Can you name a fullback?
Len Dawson. What's that?
You got any fullbacks?
Fullbacks.
Ooh,
fullbacks.
Wouldn't they have Tony Richardson?
That sounds right, yeah. Eric Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Or Tony Gonzalez. Tony Richardson. Good. Don Terry Poe. The old timers are saying Otis Taylor, Rich Gannon. There you go. That's Chief.
Joe Montana.
Everyone. Tony Moiaka. Mm. Tony Moiaki. I'm just happy about Neil Rackers. I mean, honestly, you can't. Is that right? Or was he a Bengals kicker?
Jarrell Revis.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Revis, his time there.
Yeah.
I have to look. I don't want to be wrong about Neil Rackers. It's going to break my heart if I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Cincinnati, Arizona, Houston, no Neil Rackers. Man, my favorite one is wrong. This is devastating. I got to bounce back. Mitch Morse. Kyle Turley.
Kyle Turley. Oh, God.
Marv.
I'm trying to think of the aesthetic.
Steve Bono. Eddie Kennison. There's yours. Who didn't like Eddie Kennison? And I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that's it. There's not that many, like, for how old the Chiefs are in the league, AFL team, I just don't really get the sense they, I don't know.
They used to be one of the more irrelevant franchises in the sport for a long time. They were the picture of mediocrity. They were basically like a game better than the Bills for 20 years. And they would always win that game against the Bills. And the Bills had finished, 7-9, and the Chiefs were 9-7. I used to talk about them as the picture of mediocrity. The Buffalo, Kansas City, you ready for the Waffle Fry matchup at the game?
Yes.
Waffle Fries. They have the battle boats at the stadium. All right, everybody, plan accordingly. Again, Football Friday. We're bringing you every angle. We want you to know information about the planes flying over and about the food. So, on one side, the Buffalo side, waffle fries topped with First Ward Irish Banger sausage and sausage gravy.
Okay.
The Kansas City side, barbecue brisket smothered in Cattleman's barbecue sauce and jalapenos.
That'll be good.
Waffle Fry battle boat.
I'll eat that.
All right, other games this week. There are really good games.
There are.
And I'm going to bring up a thing that I want to bring up as often as I can. Nate, there are a lot of good games. How often are you watching the New England Patriots right now? Yes, I'm bringing up the Patriots. Don't hate me because I just have to.
How often
are you watching the Patriots?
I would tell you that I think I've spent a cumulative 10 minutes watching Patriots football.
Okay. They host the Rams this week. And I just want more people to watch Drake May. That's all.
I have him Dynasty. I like him.
I want more people to watch Drake May because maybe he's never good enough to challenge. But, on some level, you're watching a game like you just like a good, entertaining player. I think Drake May has a chance to be a really good, entertaining player. He plays like Josh Allen plays. He runs. He extends plays. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, everybody. I keep bringing him up. But if you watch the Patriots, it's like watching, I don't know, like, I've got kids, and now we've got a young one, and the baby, you're like, oh, this is what it looked like a while ago. It's like watching baby Josh Allen, Drake May. Not quite diving Superman style, but close. I like watching him. He's fun. Rams Patriots. I'll want to see some of that. The 1 o'clock window, of course, the Bills are in the late window. So if you're not going to the game, you're watching the CBS early game. Baltimore Pittsburgh is the early game, and that's a fantastic game for the top spot in that division. You know, the Browns have gone away; they're faded. Cincinnati is a big game this week, but Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did just hold Jaden Daniels to very limited rushing yards. But before you say that is some sort of big feat, since Jaden Daniels hurt his ribs before the Bear game, he does not run as much. It's way down. I saw Ian Harditz. His fantasy scoring on the ground was 10 points a game. It's down to like 3 since hurting his ribs.
So I don't know
that Pittsburgh should be given all the credit for slowing down Daniels, and I wonder how they look against Lamar this week with the added Lamar explosive passing game that they've got and Derrick Henry. We root for who? How about that one? Root for who?
Weather to cancel the game? I don't know. Who do you root for? Who do you root for?
I think the answer is Pittsburgh.
Ugh.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah,
let me tell you
I think
why.
It's Pittsburgh too, to be honest.
Here's why. Let's have Pittsburgh take that division.
Mm.
And let's have Baltimore be the nasty, nasty wild card team.
Yeah, but wouldn't the nasty, nasty wild card team, couldn't it potentially mean that the Bills might be hosting the Ravens?
No. Ready? If the Ravens are the nastiest wild card team, they'll play Pittsburgh, who will be, well, if Pittsburgh might be the 3 seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. I defer.
Yeah, I also defer.
Jacksonville at Detroit. Looks like Mac Jones playing again. Get right game for the Lions after they had a scare against the Texans. Colts and Jets. Anthony Richardson back in at the starting lineup for the Colts.
Shocker there.
I don't mind it at all.
My hot take is they should have benched him.
I think it was fine they benched him. My hot take is that with young quarterbacks, coaches should absolutely feel more comfortable taking him out, putting him in. That happened to Tua. And then another coach came in and got him the passing title.
Yep.
Bryce Young sat, came back in, and
this looks better.
Won 2 games. Josh Allen sat for 4 games only because he was hurt. Did that help? It might have. I think that a lot of the young quarterback talking points act as if everything has to either be he's your guy or you're wasting every minute of your life. And letting Anthony Richardson take 2 weeks off, take a breather, and avoid a Brian Flores defense and a Sean McDermott defense in back-to-back weeks. That's what he was able to avoid. And now he gets an actual soft spot. And this is kind of funny. You'll appreciate this. It's a soft spot. It's the Jets. Their defense is a terrible mess.
Yeah, it really
is. It's a much softer spot. So Indy at the Jets, Richardson back. He's sat for 2 weeks. I think it's totally fine. There's my hot take. It's okay to bench a quarterback. Minnesota at Tennessee.
Ugh. Jeez, that's a bad game.
That's not great.
Get right game for Sam Darnold. He needs to get back in the MVP conversation.
Vegas at Miami.
Oh, yawn.
Hey, is Miami going to put it together here? Chief Dolphins hater of America. Are the Dolphins going to put it together? That's a nice win for them against the Rams.
Yeah, it is. It is a nice win. They've got, let's see, they've got the Raiders this week. That's a win. That'll get them to 4, right? Patriots, they should beat the Patriots. But then they got Packers, Jets, Texans, Niners. No, they're not going to pull this together.
No?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't think
so. You heard it here first.
They're going to lose one of those Jets games. They're going to they're definitely losing Packers and Texans. So that's 3 right there. That puts them at 9 losses. No, they're cooked. They are cooked Dolphin.
Speaking of the Packers, Packers at Bears. They fired Shane Waldron, their offensive coordinator in Chicago. Green Bay's there. That's a Brady game. Burkhart and Brady for Green Bay, Chicago. Mentioned Rams at Patriots. Browns at Saints.
Jeez. Is that on TV?
Yeah.
That should be nationally blacked out.
That's one of those ones where I'm watching Red Zone Channel and I'm hoping I could like mute one game. Like, please don't show me anything from this game. I don't want to see it.
I need no updates from that game.
Yeah, maybe Jameis can light them up a little bit. Cleveland and New Orleans. Late games, of course. Bills and Chiefs is a massive game. The entire country gets that. And, I mean, not even like nobody misses out on that one. The other late games that are going to be trumped by Bills, Chiefs, Seattle, San Francisco, which is not bad.
Not bad.
I think the Niners are about to hit their stride. They're a good team. They have been the whole time. And Atlanta and Denver. Look out for Denver. Look out.
I would agree. Look out for Denver.
Bo Nix, game manager,
elite
and managing
defense.
Well. A very good defense.
Capable running game.
Yeah. And then the primetime games, Sunday Night Football is a good one. Sunday Night Football this week is Chargers and Bengals. And that is fantastic. Bengals at Chargers. The Bengals are 4-6. This might be a root for the Chargers scenario. Here's another way to
just finish them.
Yeah, just like put them to 7 losses maybe. Then again, that might put them closer to the 7 seed and they'd play the 2 seed. And I think the Bills track for the 2 seed, but you know, do what you want. The Chargers. Have had the stat on the Chargers a couple times. I'll give it again in the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Nate, they have not allowed an opponent to get over 20 points yet.
Same defense as last year. Same exact one.
If they hold the Bengals to 20 points or less, they'd be the first team to hold their first 10 opponents under 20 since the 1990 New York Giants.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I think they're going to score 20.
Okay. Are they going to win? The other thing the Chargers are doing, they're getting really good play from Justin Herbert. Quentin Johnston's not a bust. Ladd McConkey has looked good. The Chargers, I think the Chargers are legit, and Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. 6-3, they play low event games,
yep.
But they win.
They certainly do.
That's Sunday night. And then Monday Night Football this week. Do you know?
No.
I'll tell you. That's what my job right here in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, to be technically your job, yeah.
Monday Night Football is... It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd it go? There it is. Texans, Cowboys.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Is Trey Lance going to play, did they say? Or is it
that's
back
possible.
To Cooper Rush?
I don't know. The one thing that's worth watching in this game is Nico Collins back and healthy?
Yeah.
The Texans look blah, and I think they look blah because they don't have Nico Collins, who's one of the top 5 receivers in football. When he comes back, they'll still miss Diggs, but Collins and Dell... Like, okay, your team's back.
Yeah. Yeah, you're cooking.
There you go. There's your Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
I hope the Cowboys play Trey Lance because I would like to see Trey Lance play football because no one has seen Trey Lance play football. And what do they – that the season's over for them. What do they – are they going to learn something about Cooper Rush?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, let's see Trey Lance. Let's see a little mobility in the offense. Like – I don't know. Everybody wants to know if Trey Lance could be good.
My guess is he can't.
Yeah, I would guess that as well.
Then again, the Bills did put in a waiver claim for him, right?
When
that all happened?
They did.
Well, it is funny watching the Cowboys fall.
It really is.
It's too bad. Dak probably takes too much blame for it, but he's not going to take any more blame because he's out for the foreseeable future.
When they get a real head coach there, or at least a real play caller with a real offense, they'll be back.
Yep. College football this week. You've got one really, really big game. Mercer and Alabama, of course, I'm referring to.
Yes.
No. The biggest game, Tennessee, Georgia, is pretty darn big. Oregon's on the road at Wisconsin. What's Notre Dame doing these days?
Virginia.
Okay.
They got Virginia. Well, listen to this, though. This week, Virginia, 3:30, whatever, they should win. Next week, 7 p.m., at home, Notre Dame versus number 16 ranked Army.
Yep.
That's Navy. What's the Army? They are the Army what? Because Navy's midshipmen.
Oh, they're the Black Knights.
Black Knights, yes.
Yeah, the Army
Knights.
Black Knights.
Yes.
Yep. They've got a beautiful campus. It's at Notre Dame?
At Notre Dame.
I've been to the Army campus. I've been to the football stadium. I've never seen a game there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's awesome. Great, great spot. Very similar vibe. Then again, this is just me talking about fall, really. I have not been to a Notre Dame football game. I've walked the campus. It's also beautiful. Like both Notre Dame and Army, incredible campuses. So, anyway, Football Friday continues. That's the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. And if you want to get back in, give us a thought on Bills Chiefs, or remember some Chiefs with us, you're more than welcome to it. 803-0550. Trent Green coming in. 803-0550. Jeremy and Nate on WGR.
Can the Bills find the answer? Allen fires it into wide open! Remarkable! Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone! He is! Kansas City! 17 seconds. Down the middle to the end zone! And there it is! Still 13 seconds to go.
They're going to have a chance.
We'll call timeout quickly. You got to throw it right away, right now, to someone in the middle.
Down the middle. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a 48-yard attempt. The kick is good. It's going to overtime.
Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs. To the championship game.
You know, there's a one very important moment from that highlight package of the 13 seconds game. Thank you, Nate, for getting that to Josh to make sure we could play that and hear that and listen to the sad music. It's really great. I'm sure everyone's very happy about that.
The music made it for me, to be honest. The music really made it very good. Yeah.
There's one really big moment missing.
What's that?
The coin toss.
Oh, the coin toss. Yes, that's right. Maybe the most important part of that is the coin toss. Yeah,
coin toss.
Yeah.
The coin toss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It was good. It was good. The middle part gave me the goosebumps a little bit. You know, Nance is, I mean, in those big moments, there's between Nance and, you know, Harlan, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. 803-0550 if you want to join us. If you want to just yell at Nate for, like, why'd you do that to us?
Yeah.
Why'd you make us listen to a 13 seconds montage?
It was good. And it was the Interstellar music that was behind it, which just hits. It just hits. Because I sort of feel like I wish that I was Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar when he's looking through the bookcase yelling at himself like, no, no. It would be me yelling at myself to not be excited about the 13-second catch and the touchdown that Gabe Davis. And I was like, you know, the euphoria you were feeling about, oh, my God, they're going to go to the championship game. They beat them. I would like to just have me as Matthew McConaughey yelling at myself to not don't get excited.
Listen, the music from Interstellar is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
The organs, it's amazing. Yeah, thanks for playing 13-second stuff. Well, hey, look at the bright side. Eventually, something worse will happen, and we'll talk about that one.
That's right. That's exactly right. Something worse will undoubtedly happen.
803-0550 to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. Yeah, Jack writes in, playing those highlights is emotionally abusive.
Mm.
It was something else. One thing about it is that is just a different Josh Allen. These throws he makes in that game, those throws aren't part of this offense. That's not, again, to say like it's because Joe Brady doesn't want them, whether it's defenses played differently or whatever it is. But the throws in that game don't exist the same way that they do. I feel like part of the heartbreak of that game, of course, is that it was like watching football offense in its perfect form.
Yes.
And then a coin toss happened, and we didn't get to see it keep going.
Utopia.
They'd played a perfect game and then had that, and we're about to come home to a hero's welcome.
Literally a hero's welcome. Yeah.
They had solved everything to solve about offensive football, and they lost the coin toss instead. It's fine. It's great.
Tails never fails, they said.
Do you know what the call was?
It was tails.
They called it. It did fail. Oh, yeah. Wait. The Bills called tails.
Bills called tails. I remember because I thought to myself, oh, well, tails never fails. We're good.
Right. That's science.
It's science.
All right. 803-0550 to join us. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up top of the hour. And, you know, Sal, Sean McDermott expected, I believe Sal told us, at 10:45 today. Pat Hammer to update the weather, which looks like it's going to be 55 and sunny. How about this for this week, Nate? Family chili cook-off.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Trying to tell me this game doesn't matter.
I got
the family cook-off.
I have a chili cook-off next weekend on the Bills bye week, so I'm not going to give you any of my recipe tips over the radio in case there are competitors in that chili cook-off listening.
Because
I've got some secret ingredients.
Beans?
Yes, beans are my secret
meat.
Yes, meat, some tomatoes. Tomatoes are my secret
careful,
ingredient.
Careful,
yeah. I know.
Yeah, chili cook-off. Got to bring the title back to where it belongs. I got to talk like a Englishman in the World Cup. It's coming home. The title, it's coming home. I won it 2 years ago. I did not win last year. It's coming home. Kyle, 9:38. My day's ruined. You're equally to blame for this. Is the senior anchor letting that happen?
Yeah, that's
a good senior
point.
Anchor.
Senior is right.
I'm going to start putting that on a business card.
You are by far the senior of me, Josh, myself, and you.
Yeah, actually, speaking of that, you want to know how much more? And this is also about being old. 20 years in the morning happened for me like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
The 20-year anniversary.
Yep.
I didn't get a set of steak knives. I didn't get anything.
You should have got steak knives, I think.
You would have thought. A mug.
A
water bottle.
World's oldest anchor, or it should.
Yes, 20 years.
Congrats anyway. On that, by the way.
Thanks.
Congrats.
I sent a message to Howard. I was like, "Happy anniversary! You couldn't make it to the 20 mark. Come on, he quit. He gave up."
I was 12, listening to the station back then. So
he had enough of me.
And I'm not the youngest one anymore. Like I'm kind of the. I'm technically the next oldest here.
Than me?
Yes.
Yeah, because Shope and Bulldog are both longer.
Yep.
No, I've been at the station longer than Shope. He's been on the afternoon show longer than I've been in the morning. But I was there the first day Mike worked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's long ago.
Long ago. Not that
someday,
long.
Someday they'll win a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, this is how you know it's Chiefs week, because it's 9:30 and everybody's real deep in their feels.
Oh,
like, oh,
that's true.
You think they'll ever win it? Anyway. Hey, there's a boxing match tonight.
That's right.
On Netflix, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. And you don't have to care about this fight. I don't think anybody has to care about this fight, but you do have to listen to this interview. Mike Tyson, this went around Twitter. Mike Tyson is interviewed about this upcoming fight. He is 58 years old and fighting in front of a sold-out Cowboy Stadium. And he's fighting an internet YouTube star, which I guess is not really a negative. The guy's obviously worth a lot and has a lot of followers. I couldn't tell you a single thing that he's done other than fight people. That said, Mike Tyson, interviewed by a kid.
Like she was maybe 12, 13
12, years old. 13? Let's roll it.
And your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Right?
Her reaction. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Right. Right.
I'm in tears. That's really good.
I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong or the message is off base, but like, you know, there's a kid and I'm going to be dust.
It's like, kid, your dreams die.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Tyson.
Get a job, buy a house, and wait to die.
Yeah. Holy cow. I am rooting for him. Should I root for him? Or should I,
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
In no world should anybody root for Jake Paul to win this fight.
I can't tell you anything about that guy. Can you? I mean, I'm old. That's what that means, right? I'm old.
I can tell you that I would very much like to watch Mike Tyson knock him out.
Okay.
Being around the age of people that watch like lots of YouTube and stuff, he's originally was like a vlogger.
And then a Disney Channel kid.
The very beginning was a Disney Channel kid. And then he kind of carried that to YouTube and became like a vlogger, video game streamer kind of thing. And his brother does the same thing. Yeah, they're
jerks.
They're all really
trolls,
egotistical jerks. Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Okay.
They care about legacy, no doubt about that.
Yes.
Mike Tyson might not, but Jake Paul does.
It'd be very nice to see Mike Tyson knock him out. Like, he kind of needs to be knocked down a peg, in my opinion. He's one of those types of guys.
All right. So it's one of those. That's the point of the event, is people watch it, tune in to hope to see this guy get knocked out.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah. Okay. I think there's a little bit of a reputation around Jake Paul fights, Jeremy, is that they're kind of rigged. Like, he's getting into them to win them, and whoever's getting paid to fight him is getting paid to lose.
Okay.
So that's where it's like, I think a lot of people looking at this fight will tell you that they believe Tyson's going to absolutely wallop him, or that he should, but that he won't because he's not getting paid to wallop him. He's getting paid to lose, to be a patsy.
Yeah. So Jake Paul's also saying if he wins, he wants to face Canelo Alvarez. Is that
sure?
That's a thing?
Sure. He stinks. He's boxed one professional boxer. The other people he's boxed that he's beaten have been former UFC fighters going into the boxing ring.
Right.
The only time he's faced a real boxer, by the way, it was Tyson Fury's younger brother, who is like technically a boxer, but not really like a, you know, he's not a championship boxer. He got whooped. Like, he got absolutely whooped by Tyson Fury's brother. So, yeah, I mean, if Mike Tyson still has the right hook, I have to think it's over.
Yeah. All right. Extendo Sports coming up, then we pass it off to Sal on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's all part of Football Friday and Fight Friday tonight as well. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Substart. Your game day the Crosby's way.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, it's Extendo Sports time. Sal Capaccio steps in for Jeremy White. I'm Nate Geary, filling in for Joe DiBiase. Sal, you've got the Extra Point Show coming up next, and it's going to be some more seating conversations, kind of best case scenario.
Sure.
Where the Bills are
going
to play.
That. We'll do that, no doubt. I just tweeted something out. People can go check it out because we're going to talk about this today. What is the best case scenario for the Bills for the two other big games coming up in the AFC this weekend? You have Ravens at Steelers, and you have Bengals at Chargers. And I have a poll that covers all of the angles, so take emotion out of it and do that. But more importantly today, of course, Sean McDermott in about an hour from now, a little less than that, 10:45 a.m. or so. We'll get an injury update ahead of the game against the Chiefs, obviously. Paul Hamilton will join me at 11. Huge Sabres win last night. Big win.
Yeah.
Great response from them after the crap no goal, by the way. I mean,
Fired them up, though. They responded.
Already the officials making calls for teams from Missouri and Buffalo this weekend. Can we say that? Jeez, all right. Right. Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And Pat Hammer with a weather check at 11:30. But a lot to get to on the Extra Point Show today.
Let me ask you this, Sal. What are your thoughts on this version of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are they legit?
I think they can beat pretty much any team in the AFC. I think it's a grind for them to do it. And they have to play really, really well to do it, but they can do it. And if you had to match up against the Steelers, I look at it this way. If the Steelers were the Bills' first round matchup, I'd be a little bit okay, TJ Watt, like mm-hmm. he can change a game, right? And one play from their offense. To me, they're a big play team now, which you never think about them like that. But with Russell Wilson now,
because
that's what they
are.
They're a big play team. Otherwise, you know, if you don't allow that one big play on either side of the ball, they have to really, really work to beat you. And, you know, so I'd like the Bills' chances if that were the case, but I just think it's really interesting. I do think the bye and getting the one seed is really big to avoid some of these teams who are going to have to play each other, but you might have to be in that group now.
I'll say this. Russell, I give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit for making the move when he did. Nobody agreed with him. His coaches didn't agree with him. He made the move anyways. He looks like a genius right now. It could change, but Russell Wilson has definitely looked like kind of the missing piece of this offense, especially for guys like George Pickens.
Yeah, for sure. George Pickens is amazing, by the way.
He's a great player. He's a great, great player. Yeah, and it looks like they found the running game too. They're definitely a team I fear. I just, you know, I still think they're the Steelers. All right, that's enough for us here on the morning show. We'll kick it over to Sal on the Extra Point Show. That's coming up next. This is WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.